Our scripture reading today is from the Gospel of Luke. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. Life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable are you than birds? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Consider how the lilies grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon, in all his splendor, was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, how much more he will clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it. For the pagan would run after all such things, and your Father knows that you need them. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will not be exhausted, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." The Word of God. I'm using my computer because God has a great sense of humor and plays with my procrastinating spirit. I popped in at work today to print everything off, and there was no internet service. So I just could hear God bellowing in heaven at me, like, "That's what you get for waiting till the last minute." So how might one complete this sentence? I need just enough. What are some words that come to mind, either for yourself or just in general? I need just enough
money.
Time.
To get by.
I need just enough to get by. Other thoughts? Patience. I need just enough patience. Courage. Stamina. Anything else come to mind?
Tolerance.
I'm sorry?
Tolerance.
Understanding. Just enough understanding. Well, the theme of my reflection this morning is just enough. And I shared with you a bit of a spiritual practice of the words that I began the service with. And there's another one that was a gift given to me through this book that is, I think I'd have to say, is my favorite book in terms of spirituality, at least, Everyday Sacred by Sue Bender. And it's just a series of short reflections, but it, during a retreat years and years ago, changed my life. And one of the stories that she tells in this is the story of the begging bowl. And maybe you know what a begging bowl is. It was something new to me. And it comes from the Buddhist tradition, actually, that the monks of old would leave home each day with just their begging bowl. and complete trust in God that they would receive in it just enough to sustain them. It might be a bit of rice or a piece of meat, it might be some coins, but in exchange for their sharing wisdom with people or blessings, they would receive something in their begging bowl. And this is not a big bowl, and maybe some days it would be filled more than once, and maybe some days it wouldn't get filled at all. But they always went out with utter trust in God and gratitude for anything they received. And there are times when I am saying to myself, I need just enough, that I think of this bowl. And sometimes I just sit quietly at home and hold. This isn't my actual begging bowl. It's still in boxes that I haven't unpacked since my move. Almost 2 months ago, all those boxes are still sitting there. I must not need them very much. But that it just is a way to remember that God is with us. God will always give us what we need. And my thought today goes immediately to the people in the world who are not getting what they need. They're not getting enough food to live, or they're not getting the peace that they need. And I pray for them that they are getting something else that they need that will sustain them, in their spirit at least. And I bring that prayer intention into my own reflections on the begging bowl, to remember that just enough means different things to different people, but that we can truly trust that God is with us, even in our suffering. And maybe sometimes, this is a weird sentence, I know, but maybe even our suffering is what sustains us sometimes, as hard as that is. My grandmother is someone who lived extremely simply. She was widowed very young with four small children, and was a seamstress, so she supported her family with sewing, and at one point worked at a big store in Chicago, altering fancy things. But I knew her. She was in her 70s when I came along, and she had broken a hip and was so fairly disabled because of that. They didn't have the kinds of treatments they have now. But she still had her customers that would come to her to get something hemmed for $3 or something taken in for $5. And she had this very loyal group of customers, and those few dollars here and there sustained her. She lived with her adult children, mostly my aunt, most of her elder years, and they had a bit of a spicy relationship, so sometimes when they couldn't stand each other anymore, she would come and live with us. And she would bring all her worldly belongings, which were in a suitcase and a shopping bag, and that's all she had. And that always impressed me. And I hold her up as a model because I wish I could live that simply. I wish I could say, yeah, I just really need one good pair of shoes, and maybe a second one for fancy occasions. Or there's nothing that I need that's so important that I can't find it somehow. And she was a woman of deep spirituality and prayed a lot. I have memories as a child of sleeping in the living room when I was visiting her and my aunt. I'd sleep on the couch, and she would be sitting in a chair in the dark saying all her prayers, and she was Catholic, so she had a whole bunch of them. And all I would hear was, she said her prayers. She always let those little whispers out. And it was a nice sound to fall asleep to, knowing that she was sitting there praying, and probably praying for me as well. So living simply, I think, this notion of what is enough, what do I really need, there is a freedom to that. And I, again, as I just moved and planned to get rid of a lot of things as I was packing, and then, of course, ran out of time, so then just started tossing things into boxes So now, in the unpacking, I need to get rid of a lot of things. But I have this thought, like, what is so precious to me that I need? And the image that helps me with this is I imagine myself someday, years away, living in a nursing home in a shared room, so I only have half of a room. What would be so precious to make it to that room that I couldn't let go of, that would have to be there with me? And that kind of helps guide me as I'm looking at things and saying, is this that important? Is this that precious to me? Or is it something I use every day? But I think of that as that freedom as something very spiritual, to be able to not have to carry a lot. Jesus tells us in today's reading, don't worry. And those words, do not be afraid or fear not, those are contained in the Bible more than any other words. Someone once told me they are in the Bible 365 times, which would be once for every day. And I've never gone and counted them, and I'm not going to say that's a fact. But it is true that they are in there more than any other words. And so I have to think that God, that Jesus and God are very serious about telling us, don't worry, don't be afraid. You have just enough to get through this. You have enough wisdom. You have enough strength. You have enough love surrounding you and holding you. It will be okay. And that for me is very, very comforting. Worry and fear might be described as two different emotions, but as you know, there's a pretty broad crossover in them. I think worry, left to wander amok, can easily become fear. And as an example, I think there is a steady and swift movement, at least for me, and I think many others I'm observing, from worrying about what's going on in our country and our world to fear, to deep fear about this path we are on and what the consequences of things might be. Sometimes my blood just runs cold with fear, and I have to come back and take that breath. Remember, God is here. Don't worry. Everything will be taken care of. Somehow I will have just enough. Even when I begin picturing the worst scenarios, I want to ground myself in knowing I will have just enough. The other piece of this reflection that I noticed, that I mentioned rather, were gratitude and generosity. That even when we are struggling, we can be grateful for what we do have. And we can be grateful in the hope that there will be just enough of whatever it is we need. And again, the monks went out not only with that trust and hope, but also with the gratitude for every little bit they received that sustained them. And also in this gospel, it is spoken, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And Jesus says, sell your possessions and give to the poor. That's there's another gospel, as you know, where Jesus says that again, like, get rid of everything. Sell it and give that money to the poor. You don't need any of it. And I always think when I'm listening to those words, how literal do we have to take those words? Do I really have to sell everything? Or what's just enough to get rid of? But I think the more important message, and I think of, I can't remember if it's someone here might know this, Gandhi or Oscar Romero, who said, live simply so that others may simply live. Gandhi? I think so. That, and he too lived a very simple life, especially in his last years and days, lived with nothing. And I can look at what I have and say, well, is there something that I don't really need that I could sell or and give the money away? Or could I give it to, we have in town an amazing St. Vincent de Paul store. If you've never been there, you really need to check it out. And I could sell some things on the marketplace and make that money, and that's fine. And I often like to give it to St. Vinny's because I know they're going to make the money on it, and I know for sure that they use that money to help. I mean, they put hundreds of thousands of dollars into the community to help people, especially those who are struggling. And so I feel like that, even taking something there, can be an act of generosity. I think this gospel calls us to generosity. So if I have a person, when I cross a person's path, I might ask myself, if that person were standing before me with a begging bowl, what would I put in it? And it doesn't have to be a great act of generosity. My niece Alana is amazing at always sending cards and notes for any little thing. It might just be three lines, and I love you. But I regularly get these from her, and I know I'm not the only one. And I think that is such a small but significant act of generosity that she practices in her life, to let people know, I am thinking about you, I am taking the time to take out a note card and write something. I'm not sending an email or a text, though those are fine, I do that quite a bit. I'm actually handwriting a note to you, putting a stamp on it, and sending it. And I always feel blessed, like that's something that was put into my bowl. So what might you put in the bowl? What does that person need? What do they need just enough of today? Is it a kind word? Is it listening? Is it maybe help with paying a bill? Is it a smile or a hug? Help with a task? An idea? Some words of wisdom that might calm their worries or their fears? A prayer? I leave you with that to ponder upon. And maybe go home and find a bowl and put it somewhere where you will see it often and think about that for yourself. What is it that I need just enough of today? And to go out into your day with that trust and gratitude and that feeling of I can be generous and also place treasures in other people's bowls so that they will have just enough for today.